There's something new going on atop Lookout Mountain, and it starts this weekend. Fairy Tale Nights at Rock City Gardens offers an enchanting evening. You can meet some of your favorite fairy tale characters. I spoke with Megan Jolly from Rock City to find out who might be waiting along the trails. It's been a long time since there's been a brand new event like this at Rock City. This seems like you're kind of going back to the fantasy part of your roots with the fairy tale nights.
Yeah, everybody loves Fairyland Caverns, the storybook stories. So we're just going back to the Grimm's fairy tale, using those. We don't really want to be associated with Disney or anything like that, but some of the same characters you're going to see there, back to classic fairy tales.
Well, a lot of what's in the caverns are based more on nursery rhymes, you know, with a few fairy tales thrown in, but mostly it's nursery rhymes and things that, at least of a certain generation, you grew up knowing these little poems and sing-song things that went on in the world of the miniature inside the Fairyland Caverns. Now, Fairy Tale Nights is grown up a bit in that these are the actual stories or characters from stories that most people would be very aware of.
Yes. I mean, we're going to have anybody from Cinderella to Sleeping Beauty and the Prince to Snow White, and then Little Red Riding Hood and Jack and the Beanstalk, the Frog Prince and Princess, even going to medieval like Merlin and Queen Guinevere. So we've got actually a pretty big variety of characters that you're going to see and get to interact with.
And this is different than the gnomes on display or little figurines. These are actors performing and beautiful costumes. Who did your costumes, by the way?
Well, we ordered some. We ordered some of the classic ones, and then a couple of our employees that work for Rock City actually made some of them as well. So we have a talented crew. You never know who's going to do what around there.
The premise of Fairy Tale Nights is as you walk through the gardens, you'll come upon these people who are more than willing to tell you their stories.
Yes. So guests can feel free to talk to them, ask them questions, you know. So these characters are going to get probably a wide range of questions. So they're prepared to dialogue with you, and you can take your picture with them. So it should be really enchanting, like you're stepping into another world, kind of into a story, and that's what we want it to feel like.
How long will Fairy Tale Nights be happening at Rock City?
It's March 28th through April the 20th. It's 5 to 8 o'clock every night. So it's nightly, just kind of like our Enchanted Garden of Lights event at Christmas time. It's that kind of feel, but it's for the spring.
Will there be lights and such associated with this?
No. It will still be daylight during those hours, and so we're not doing the lights. But there will be lots of different features that will enhance it, like entering through a castle when you first arrive. So there's going to be a feel to it that's going to be really special.
Now, this is, of course, for people of all ages.
Yes, of course, yes. I mean, as an adult, I love fairy tales and those classic stories, and so I think anybody would enjoy this. People have already asked, hey, can we dress up? Definitely. You know, you come dressed up, from little kids to adults, whoever, just come dressed up. There are things for, you know, girls and boys. You've got the princess side to everything, but then there's also going to be knight training for the boys. There's different packages involved in that. They could be a prince or a knight, or girls could be princesses, or girls can train to be knights too. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
If you have a family membership or an annual membership, are these later evening events also included with that?
Okay, if you purchased an annual pass before March 1st of this year, so if you've already had your annual pass, then yes, you can come every night if you wanted to for free. So that's included. But now that we are starting this event, it's going to be considered a premier event. So there's just a lot of special touches to it that in the future, if you bought the annual pass after March the 1st, let's say that you did it this year, you know, there's going to be a couple of variations to that pass.
Is there any difference in the dining because of this?
We are adding a couple of features like hot stew and turkey legs in our Stoneforge Tavern. So we kind of try to get that feel, that medieval feel to it. Then we'll have some of the classic things that people love too.
So if you go to Rock City during Fairy Tale Nights, have your camera ready.
Yes, definitely. You never know what you're going to see. We have different add-on things too, like enchanted carriage rides that you can take. The Seven Dwarfs Mining Company, you know, gemstone panning. And then there's the fairest of them all, Tailor Shop. If you didn't come dressed in a costume, you could purchase one there. You know, so there's just so many different things that are going to fit in with that.
Or perhaps you did come dressed, but you needed that one little accessory.
Yes, you never know what you'll find there. So come prepared to take your time and have fun. The first weekend in April, we're also offering an enchanted tea time with Alice and the White Rabbit and some friends. You know, that's, of course, an add-on event, but it's going to be really, really fun. The menu is different hot drinks, hot teas, crumpets and desserts and fruit, and then pictures with some of those characters and VIP access to the event afterwards. So people can go on our website for more information about that. We're only doing that 2 days this first year.
Most of your guests are there to see the gardens and walk through. But when you do have something special like the Enchanted Garden of Lights, or you have like Shamrock City or the Rocktoberfest, your numbers kind of peak during those events.
We're calling this an inaugural year for this event. And of course, we want to make it an annual event, just like these other events like Shamrock City and Rocktoberfest. We're hoping that people come and experience it this year, and then we'll want to do it again, and we'll kind of make it a tradition or something that they look forward to. We've got Ick, the Troll King. He's pretty fascinating. He's kind of performed all over the Southeast at Disney World and different places, and he's going to be there, a real live troll telling stories in the Stoneforge Tavern. So there's lots of other little fun people that you're going to meet along the way too. For Fairy Tale Nights, we always try to have a community partner for each of our events. And since this is new, we have a new partner, and we're trying to raise awareness for Emily's Power for a Cure, which is a pediatric neuroblastoma cancer from a local family who lost their little girl to that disease. And so we're trying to kind of help them, and they're going to have a presence there at the festival as well. And yeah, we want to encourage people to check that out.
And if Fairy Tale Nights with the prince and princesses and people will leap from the pages of the fairy tales, if that's not what you're looking for and you're a serious gardener and that is what makes Rock City one of your favorite places to visit, you still have the Blooms Festival in May.
Yes, we do. First weekend in May. That's also one of our annual events. It is specifically tailored to gardeners and people who just really are interested in the varieties of flowers. The past few years, we have brought in some celebrity speakers on these topics, and it's a full lineup of some pretty fascinating workshops and speakers. You know, that's still being developed a little bit, but everybody could go on the website to kind of keep up to date if you're really interested in that, to find out who the speakers are, what times they are, what the workshops are. You can go to crockcity.com/southernblooms.
Earth Days will also be returning April 18th through the 20th with a focus on conservation. Fairy Tale Nights opens March 28th through April 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. nightly, and the Southern Blooms Festival is May 3rd and 4th. Visit the web at crockcity.com for more details. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.